Hello, beautiful people. I'm Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in for season 10 of The Work. I just got back from Atlanta, where my marvelous first ever agency hosted me for a talk. I always meet with their clients if I can when I come through town. It's a give back for their early belief in me as a kid actor. You should offer up the same, you know. Your experience will enrich the lives of others if you can start sharing it more. Consider reaching out to your first reps or first theater company today. Offer a talk. It's a great give back. Back to the point. When I got back to LA, I got an email from the marvelous folks at Houghton Talent thanking me for the visit and asking a question that one of the agents meant to ask while I was doing the Q&A. It was a great one because so many actors feel like getting feedback is an essential part of their auditioning lives. And, well, the question was from an agent. Basically, should actors be asking casting directors for feedback or asking their agents to get feedback from the casting directors? Really great questions, right? Well, I find feedback is potentially sketchy territory. Ideally, an actor gets feedback from a coach, a craft class, a regular acting workout group going on. The actor knows his or her quirks and tics and safe spaces and is able to stretch and grow just like he or she would in a good workout at the gym, either with a personal trainer who's in on things or working in a group class. That's the best place to get feedback because the space is designed for that. The danger in asking for feedback from buyers, which of course are not only the casting directors holding the audition, but also the agents repping the actors and being the go-between for the feedback, is that you, the actor, are essentially reminding buyers why we didn't cast you just by asking for feedback. The actor may think it's a smart move, that you could get some feedback that helps you do better for that particular buyer next time, that maybe you could even get info about an adjustment that would be easy to make, you know, how wonderful to get more information, right? But there is such a big downside to inviting a buyer to think about why we didn't select you. You're asking the casting director, who has cast the role and moved on to a new episode, new set of roles, new casting job altogether, where there may be a new opportunity for you, by the way, to go back in time and remember your audition, specifically thinking about why you were not chosen. Think about that. You're asking us to think potentially negatively of you from an old job rather than considering you for some new job. So the casting director shares some feedback with your agent. Okay, great. Your agent, who makes money when you book, has just been given an itemized list of what you did wrong in an audition, why you weren't chosen, and even if it's mild or mid-level meh and not really bad feedback, it's still all information about how you are not making your agent money today. Why do you want your rep thinking about you with all those here's why we didn't cast your client items on a list? You don't. Sure, this whole scenario could go better than I'm playing it out. Let's play out the best case style scenario here. Best case, you were great and the casting team really just went another way, period. Nothing to change. Happens all the time. We sure wish we could have used you on this one. We'll get you in on another one. Keep doing what you do. Don't change a thing. Oh God, that's so good, right? Okay. But since the potential downside is so much worse than this version, why don't we just assume that this is the feedback and don't ask for it outside of classes or coaching? Think about that. Assuming your feedback is keep doing what you're doing, you can go on with your life, not risk reminding anyone that you could have done anything even a little better. Seriously, that's your coach's area of expertise, not your reps or your buyers anyway. And just keep booking the room, trusting that over time, that will make a difference. Get your feedback where you work out, not where you're trying to get work. Thank you for joining me for this episode of The Work. We hope you'll rate, review, subscribe, share with your friends, and for all the support that you could dream of, come on over and join us at BonnieGillespie.com. Till next time, stay ninja. Mwah!